Hey guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, starting from the beginning, season
Back
one.
To the beginning.
Back to basics.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Literally, they're the most basic people, so really back with the basics.
I am just so excited. Even though this episode, like, wasn't that good, it just kind of, like, set everything up for the goodness
to come.
Yeah,
I was about
to
say, it's one of those that moves the plot along but gets you pumped for the next week. I'm so pumped for episode four.
Oh, my God, same. So, guys, we're on the Geek Nerdery Podcast Network. They have a ton of other podcasts. I know The Challenge just had their finale, so I was listening to that, but I didn't finish it yet. But and then they have the reunion, which MTV's been posting a lot about The Challenge reunion, and I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen. But it's Zoom, and
yeah.
We love Zoom.
I'm loving these Zoom reunions. Can't say it's a bad thing is all I'm going to say.
So be sure to join our Facebook group, same name as the podcast. So if you're listening to this, you can find the Facebook group. Also, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. We haven't gotten any reviews lately, which, like, also might be a blessing in disguise because some of you guys roast us, but it's, like, fine.
We're over it. Just
give us 5 stars, and then you can say whatever the fuck you want to us. Just, like, 5-star it. We don't care.
Alicia wants to eat her, or what is it, to have her cake and eat it too?
Yeah, yep, 100%. Also, you guys need to join our Patreon. It's new. We only have one patron right now.
Yeah, but Alicia told me a really great story during our pre-show. Just about a girl. I don't want to ruin
this is
it.
A story
but
about a girl.
This whole podcast is dedicated to this girl is all I'm gonna say. So go join our Patreon to find out what the heck Alicia just told me that shook my entire life.
I'm gonna Meredith's changed forever. I though am gonna give our patron of the week because we have one patron and
Woo!
She's Elisa Status. So she went full blown balls to the walls.
We love it. She is Jackie. The queen of this podcast now.
Jackie. And, like, we'll say your name. Okay, like, I'll do the tiers in a second. But really quick, Jackie, we love you. Thank you so much. You will always be our first.
We appreciate you. We are so happy that you have joined our Patreon.
Okay, so there are 3 statuses. For $1 a month, you're Peter. And you'll get access to all of our pre-shows, which are super fun. Like Meredith said, I just shook her whole world upside down. And then for $2 a month, you're Sheena, who may just be the next big star. So we might have to change things around, but, then you'll get access to our post show, which is where we do spoilers from, the episodes we're watching because we're trying to watch these episodes as spoiler free as possible.
But we know all 8 seasons, so we're ready to dish.
And so, yeah, you'll also get any Vanderpump news we want to talk about, because, again, we don't want to spoil anything, but we have to discuss. And we will say your name if you're $2 or more a month. So
shout out to Jackie.
Jackie, what's up? And then for $5 a month, you are a Lisa, because she's the most baller and can afford this.
Listen, she's got all the money.
So you'll get everything that everyone else had before, but on our after show, we're going to answer any questions from you guys. Anything goes, because if you're giving us $5 a month, you must fucking care.
You deserve it.
And so Jackie did give us a question, which we will talk about on our after show. So if you want to hear about that, do it. And we'll pick someone every week to be our patron of the week, and this week it's Jackie because she's the only one and she's $5.
We love her,
Jackie. She's so nice. I can already tell. I think we're gonna be friends.
Our superstar.
So it's patreon.com/vanderpasta. Go
which
find
the same name as our Instagram, so go follow us there to get all the info when our episodes drop.
Vanderpasta. So yeah, I think that's it. Are you mixing it up?
I have water. I'm still trying to not drink during July. I did have a few beers a few days ago, though.
Did you? Ooh. I also have water, and this is because I've been kind of going kind of balls out on the weekends, man.
Oh, what do you mean by that?
Well, like, you know, my first three-ish months of quarantine were dead-ass sober.
Which is no fun.
Yeah. But now I'm in the city. One of my best friends lives in the same apartment complex that I do. So, like, recently she came over and we, of course, watched High School Musical 3. And we drank a lot of alcohol. Also, one time my roommate and I had our power go out. So we drank for that because that was kind of depressing. We couldn't work and there was no power. So we were like, what the fuck?
Wait, during the day?
Yeah, it went out at like 3. And it didn't come back on until like 1 a.m. So it was less fun. Also, it was very hot and there was no air.
I was about to say, oh my God.
I made my mom come pick me up because I was like, I need to work. And I like don't have an
option. Oh my God.
That's so, yeah, horrific. It was a time. But, like, I've been drinking a little more now that I'm back in the city.
Nice. I love it. Yeah. I hope to have that resurrection of my life when I move.
You move out? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm drinking Sunday, in case you guys were curious.
Oh, so fun.
I know. I'm like, I, like, look forward to the days I drink alcohol now because it means I'm doing something.
I think that's most people's quarantine life.
Whatever.
Well, let's talk about the people who drink more than I could ever drink in an entire sitting.
Do these people give you a headache? I have like a headache from them.
It's exhausting. I like forget what drinking so much on like a night out is like, because I feel like we're all just sitting around casually drinking these days. Yeah. There's no like going out and hitting it hard that it's like,
yeah,
whoa.
And if you are, I would love to see your house party videos because that's nuts. I don't know how you're...
I don't want to see that because if you're drinking that much, you're with other people and that's not what you should be doing right now.
True. Oh, I was picturing someone alone just like pounding shots.
Pounding it? I mean, I actually have had a few of those nights. Not pounding shots, but when I FaceTime a few of my friends will be... I think I told you this last time we recorded that... they'll be halfway through a bottle and then I would have just opened once we're uneven. So it's like,
oh, yeah,
forcing each other to drink. Ooh, those are some rough mornings.
Oh, well, we're all sober now, or at least the two of us are. But Vanderpump season one is not sober. The opposite, actually.
No. Straight opposite. Jack's ripping, what, 7 shots when he first walks into the bar.
They didn't look very strong. I don't understand still. Okay, so previously on Vanderpump Rules, Jax and Stassi are going through some drama. Tom uses Kristen's garbage hairspray. Sheena put sunscreen on Jax, and it was so inappropriate. Frank gave Stassi a ride to Peter's birthday party, and Jax downed 7 shots before getting brutally dumped by Stassi.
Oh, Lord.
And that's the tea. Okay. Where do we start? We start out at coffee.
Yeah, we got Stassi, Katie, and Kristen hanging out.
Yeah, so they walk in and they're like, hey, Stassi, how are you? And she's like, I'm okay. I think I'm just like numb to this whole Jax thing. Because like last we saw them, she dumped him.
Yeah, she was just like kind of walking in a direction. He's like walking a few steps behind her. They're like fighting in the parking lot. It was very weird.
Yeah. So like, are they broken up? Because I don't think Jax remembers, but like, whatever.
Well, I also think it wasn't like we said last episode, it wasn't like they sat down, talked about how the relationship isn't going well and said, let's part ways. It was just Stassi saying, this is exactly what I don't want. This is why we shouldn't be together. Not I'm done with you. We are done. It's time for us to move on. There really wasn't any of that.
Also, Jax comprehends nothing. This is what I've learned. It's in one ear, out the other. So Jax, I think he thinks they're still together.
Yeah, and he tried to drive home drunk. So I really don't think he was in the right state of mind.
So Stassi put in her 30 days notice on the apartment that she shares with Jax. She's really sad about the breakup, but she knows it's for the best. And she hopes she can... she can either like get over him or he realizes that he just lost the best thing in the world.
Yeah, but Katie doesn't really believe in this breakup. They seem to break up often. Mm-hmm. She says they'll break up like between the next day or 2 days later. They kind of get back together. So she'll really believe it when she sees it that they've really parted ways.
But then, okay, so Sassy's like, I just really need to be alone right now. And Kristen says, like, so it's just a break. And Sassy's like, no, it's a breakup.
Yeah. Which I think is good for Sassy.
Yeah. But then Kristen and Katie start to go off like, I really thought you guys would get married. You guys are like, so weird. So cute. Like Ken and Barbie. And Sassy's jaw drops. She's like, see, this is what you do after a breakup, which Stassi so far has been nothing but trash, but I gotta fucking side with her here. I'd be pissed.
I'd be pissed if my friends, while the day after the breakup, because I get there in a friend group, so at some point they're gonna talk nicely about Jax, but the day after the breakup, they're talking him up, like, this is, we just loved you guys together. You guys were the perfect couple, and Stassi is thinking in her mind, like, okay, I just want to move on. Like, why are we cheering on Jax? Can we just be like, you're going to be fine. Like, it's going to be great for you.
Help her.
Fought all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, like, help her stand by her decision that she did the right thing for her. If she believes that, you got to be like,
Don't have to, like, trash talk him, but you don't have to promote him either. You just can talk about her.
So then Katie says the best line, which I need to ask you about this. She goes, things work themselves out, but you have to be proactive about it, which I basically think is like contradicting itself. Cause like, if things just work themselves out, whether you're proactive or not, it'll work out.
Yeah.
She's like, but you have to be proactive. Hint, hint about getting Jax back is how I took it. And it was like,
which is gross. Dumb because Jax is the one who effed up kind of here. Yeah. I mean, it was a weird breakup and all the events leading to it. I don't 100% agree with, but Stassi basically broke up with Jax because he's not growing up. At the root of it, some of the things she's upset about, like the sunscreen fight, was dumb. But in theory, it's not Stassi who needs to be proactive. It's Jax. Like, that's the pump talk they should be giving Jax if they really want this relationship to work.
And Stassi says in her interview, she's like, it's super annoying that they always take Jax's side, which makes me believe that, like, every time they break up, they're the ones that are like, you should get back with Jax. But it's like, if they're Sassy's friends, they will just agree with Sassy.
And I don't think they want anything to change. That's the problem here.
Well, if you're friends in an awful relationship, right?
How tragic. I would be so upset.
It's like so selfish. And Sassy loses it. She like looks at them both in the eye with her like Sassy crazy eyes. And she's like, I'm not happy. Listen to me.
Yeah.
And they were like, okay. I always forget Stassi's younger than them because
that's true. I do too.
Or like Stassi just seems like she's so in charge and so right in this mindset.
She like has this confidence about the way she moves through her life that makes her seem older than she is.
Yeah. And Kristen just looks the best. I love her in that butt and the overhead.
I think Kristen's like 5 years older than her.
Yeah, Kristen, I think Katie's in between them.
I agree.
We'll look it up. It's not important. They're all in their 20s. Who cares? So then we go to Sir, and Lisa walks in, and like first there's a hostess that's like answering all these phones. I love Lisa. She craps me up. So this hostess keeps answering phones, hangs up just as Lisa walks in. And Lisa's like, what the fuck? Like, the restaurant's not ready. And this hostess is like, I know I'm trying, but, like, the phone keeps ringing. And Lisa goes, well, it's not ringing now. And this hostess is like, okay, like, fucking sorry.
Yeah. I just put the phone down. And then as soon as she walks away, it starts ringing.
And then we see Nathalie, a little stressed Nathalie.
She is freaking out. The schedule is a mess. People are getting their shifts covered, but then sometimes I guess they're not. They're just saying, I can't work. And then the schedule looks a disaster. It's just a bunch of crossed out things and circles and more crossed out, like written in words. And everybody's trying to trade shifts because they all have lives.
Yeah, I mean, which is great, but you also have a job. So, like, I don't know. But they get so mad, or Nathalie is, like, so mad, and she starts telling Lisa about it, that they start talking about it in French. Like, she's so mad, she just loses it. I think it was French. It sounded French.
I think it was, too.
Okay, and this is where we find out Sir has 70 employees.
How insane.
Which I don't know why Jax at one time was like, there's only 7 girls. Are they all dudes?
There's no way they're all dudes. There's just, absolutely.
There's
no
just
way.
63 dudes and 7 ladies.
Seriously. But it makes sense because Lisa or Nathalie were saying that everybody has to get their shifts covered for, oh, I have this audition. I have that. Mm-hmm. My mom's in town. And
yeah,
Lisa's reminds us that the restaurant needs to be their priority. That's their job. Like, mm-hmm. that needs to come first. She gets it that they want to live these other lives, but you need to actually get your shift covered. You can't just say, I can't come in. Like, it's your responsibility to get your shift covered.
She says, don't sweat the petty stuff and don't pet the sweaty stuff.
Which leaves Nathalie so confused.
So confused. Nathalie, there was no help. Nathalie is still just as stressed as she was. She's like,
why are we talking about sweat?
So then we go to Tom and Kristen's apartment. I love their scenes. I think they are so fucking funny together.
And it's fun to see their life, like, kind of the chaos of, like, trying to make it in L.A.
Yeah.
While, like, working at this restaurant life.
Yeah. These two don't have, like, relationship drama so far. I don't know what's coming. Or do I? But, like, they are so, like, when we enter their apartment, it's almost like Jax and Stassi don't exist. They're just trying to, like, pay the bills. And
yeah, it's really fun. Because we don't get any Shay and Sheena, like, true
at their house
living day to day. And then the other Tom and Katie, we don't get them because Tom Schwartz really isn't on it. Mm-mm. But, like, I think this is, like, the fun scenes. It's not drama. Yeah. It's just, like, cool to see their life.
Yeah. So we open up to a cute baby picture of Tom Sandoval. He's so cute. Your little St. Louis dude is so cute.
Listen, St. Louis raises some cute kids.
Where?
Rude.
I'm just kidding.
Let me show you the one that's screaming upstairs.
I love their desktop computer. It's just so dated, but I love it. This is the drama. Kristen needs concealer, but she can't find her concealer, so she thinks Tom's took it. But Tom only has his concealer. She can use it, but it's gonna be like way too light for her. But she's still gonna bring it as backup.
And the reason she probably doesn't have it is because she's the most unlikely model there is. Yeah. She hates makeup, but don't worry. She's dating the guy who has every beauty product.
Yeah, it's fine. I love that she says they're both actors, but they model part-time. So that makes me think that they just model to pay the bills. Like, they don't care about it.
I think that modeling gigs are probably more frequent. You can get them.
Yeah.
Because think about it, like, for shows and movies, sometimes they're series, so like one person is going to keep their character, but JCPenney's going to have like 47 models.
Yeah. So I just loved it. Like, Tom Schwartz described himself as a model actor, but these two are actors, but they model part-time. I just love it. I love, like,
they'll take the modeling gigs, the clarification of their priorities.
I'm neither, so I don't know the proper way to describe myself in this situation. But
it's fun because I love the first season of shows because you really get to see their true life. Obviously, once the show takes off and they get paid for that and they're well known, their lives truly aren't the same anymore. But this is like a fun hustle and bustle of trying to make it. Like, they're not really famous when they're feeling this.
I wish they never got paid for anything.
Yeah, but why would you sign up for it?
Yeah, it's true. I don't know, but it's just so fun. So then Tom diligently cuts his resume into 8x10. Can we
that
talk about this?
So weird.
They totally sell paper 8x10.
No, I think it's like it's a little bit more than what you need.
Oh, like 8.5 and 10.5 or something.
I think it's 8x10.5. So then you have to cut it down, but he probably wants to cut a little bit off each side to make sure it's still
in the middle. Never had to cut a resume. Why does his have to be 8x10?
That picture he has, it has to fit together.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're so knowledgeable. Do you like model part-time or something?
I mean, I was in the newspaper once.
So then Kristen's like, bye, I'm off to my photo shoot. And Tom Sandoval responds with, don't shoot topless.
And so who do you think is the most likely to shoot topless of the girls?
Oh, of the girls? Is the four? Are we including Sheena?
Yeah, yeah, let's include Sheena. You think Sheena?
Hell yeah, Sheena would go topless.
See, I kind of feel like Stassi would because she's a little, like, cockier.
I don't think.
She would do, like, holding, like, no top, but, like, holding herself. Oh, yeah,
she'd hold, but she'd never fully, like, show the goods or anything. Because
Kristen doesn't have anything to really show.
And Katie just doesn't seem like the type. But Stassi is a classy New Orleans girl. Remember? She's like,
yeah, but I feel like she'd kind of want to show it off.
But doesn't she just give, I don't know, she's a Swedish princess. Maybe they get topless. I'm Team Sheena, my little porn star. I love ya.
That's true.
My little Britney type. So then we go to this fashion shoot. It's Stassi, Kristen, and like two or three other girls. Like they're switching it in and out.
Yeah.
And they're all on this balcony. And they're wearing shooting.
Some gold outfits. I thought they were so ugly.
Yeah. Oh, no. I would never buy these clothes.
The fashion.
Kristen had like a white shirt and a dark black bra underneath. And I was like, who the fuck styled her? Also, why is she in this picture if it's just her bra showing? I'm not going to buy that shirt.
I love it.
But okay. So Stassi says everyone in LA says they're trying to be like a model or an actor. But that's really true because they are all models and actors.
They all seem to be booked and everything.
Yeah, they all have agents, which I think is amazing. I did not know that about them this early on.
Yeah, it is interesting. I wish we kind of got more information from people who didn't work at Sir. Like, are these employees just really cocky and so they are saying that? Or, like, are other restaurants truly not getting gigs like this one restaurant is?
I don't know.
Is it elite to be one of the 70 at Sir?
I mean, everyone at Sir is just really beautiful. Remember? They're all just really good looking. So then we have lunch break. Whew. Okay, so Stassi and Kristen go like off on the side outside on this patio or whatever. And I assume this conversation went, Kristen and Stassi were talking about Sir. And one of these girls, Cassandra, was like, oh my gosh, I've heard of Sir. My old roommate used to live there. And they're like, who the fuck's your roommate? And she's like, Tom Sandoval. And
bum, bum, bum.
Kristen's like, oh, he still does work there because he's my boyfriend.
And how then we awkward, find out. First off, just that I feel like is kind of awkward.
Yeah, I feel like it's just like a weird, and I'm sure Kristen makes it weirder.
Oh, yeah. But
Tom used to live with two Asian twin girls that were quote unquote models. I'm not saying that Stassi is, I'm quoting Stassi. And they worked at Hooters. I don't think there's that, like, whatever. If you got to work at Sir, you got to work at Sir. If you got to work at Hooters, you got to work at Hooters.
Yeah, everybody probably has a restaurant. Yeah, everybody has a restaurant gig on the side.
Yeah. They didn't recognize her right away because Cassandra looks nothing else like she used to look. Cassandra admittedly said that she used to look like a porn star back in the day. And Kristen says the type that would pose on top of cars and bikinis. Which, I don't know, dudes like those girls, right? So, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, literally whatever pays the bills.
Yeah. So, we got to get a quick Sheena dig in there. Stassi's like, oh, yeah, they used to look like hookers, like Sheena. But Sheena's, like, not even here. I don't understand. So then Stassi's like, hey, Kristen, why aren't you freaking out right now? And Kristen, it, like, hits her. She's like, oh, Tom Sandoval slept with one of them.
But Stassi's, I don't, like, know which one.
I don't know. There's Jackie and Cassie. I can't remember. So Stassi is straight up riling Kristen up. She's like, well, we got to find out. We got to ask. Like, this is so uncool.
Well, I love it because she's like, I want to ask her. I'll ask. And Kristen's like, no, hold on. I'll text Tom. Oh, my God, I don't have service. I have to know now.
And Stassi's like, how are you going to do this photo shoot if you don't know? We got to go. So
how could you do it once you know? I feel like it's the opposite. Just, how could you do it cares? Once you know?
So Kristen and Stassi walk back into like where the photo shoot's kind of happening.
Yeah, and, like the glam room or whatever.
Yeah. Stassi straight up like, if I'll shout it across the room, and Kristen's
which
like,
now Kristen, yeah, now Kristen's like whatever. Shy. Well, she's like, no, don't make this weird. And then it's like, okay, just do it.
Yeah, and Stassi goes, hey, Cassie, you the one that slept with Tom Sandoval, or was that your sister?
I loved how blatant she was. And Cassie's like eating, and she's like, hold on.
She's like, on camera now. She's like, oh my God, I'm stuffing my face. I'm on camera. And all these girls want to know my past sexual history.
And all she says is, it was a really long time ago, which does not suffice.
So reeks. She's like, oh my God. Oh my God. Like she's straight on. And then Cassandra's talking to like her friend about it, this other model, because her friend's like, wasn't that like a really long time ago? And Cassandra's like, yeah, it was like 6 or 7 years ago. Like it meant nothing. And then Kristen from across the room is like, can you guys just stop talking about it? Like that's my bed and my apartment.
I live there still. That's my couch and my bed.
Yeah, it's rude. It's gross. It's just gross. So now the question begs, would this freak you out as much as it freaked Kristen out?
I mean, I would find it uncomfortable, but I would not have said anything. Like I would have just lived in my uncomfortableness all day to be like, ugh, that really sucks that like I'm literally standing next to a girl that my boyfriend slept with. Like that's
well,
not
might
fun.
Have slept with. It wasn't even like confirmed.
Yeah, I would have just assumed in my head that it was her, and then I just would have been uncomfortable in my own body the rest of the day, but not made it weird for anybody else.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have said anything either. If something like though, if it did come up, I probably wouldn't have been like, oh my God, can you guys stop talking about it? It's my bed and my apartment. I would have walked
out of the room. Like I would have walked out of the room and just been like, I need like, yeah, if other people were talking about it, I would have been like, this is so weird. Like I just need to leave, but I would not have said anything.
That weird. I straight up would have been like, okay, like just wondering, maybe I don't know.
I don't think I'd want to like think about it. And because I don't know. It was a long time ago, but yeah, I still would not want to hear it.
I literally live in the same building as my ex-boyfriend's current girlfriend. And we see each other all the time. We're always like, hey, how's it going?
They did say it was like 6 or 7 years. So
it was,
it helps that they didn't know each other.
Yeah, no, like I don't know. I would just be like, whatever, say lovey.
I think because it's her current boyfriend, it's weird for her. And they say, like, still live in that apartment. I think that's the weird part.
I just think he should have gotten a new bed, or she should have gotten a new bed.
But you're
that's gross. You know your boyfriend.
Yeah, but you're so poor.
Slept with a ton of other girls.
Yeah, that's true. On that bed, because even though he lived with those two girls, think about the other girls.
Yeah, there were more girls. And I think it's less weird almost because I don't really think Cassandra and Tom had any feelings. So it was just a one night, whatever, you know, thing. Like, so I think that's like less weird, whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
Whatever. Shout out to my ex-boyfriend's current girlfriend who lives in this building. What up?
Oh, legitimately lives in your building right now.
Yeah, she literally lives 2 floors below me.
Oh my God.
And we see each other all the time. And she's like, hey.
No, I would find
out. I have yet to see him, but I see her all the time.
Oh my God.
We're cool. I don't see the issue. But your
would not be my dream.
Like,
would not be my dream. No, I think it's helpful that it's your ex and not your current boyfriend's ex.
But then she would feel awkward. But I think it helps that there's like no feelings between me and him. We haven't talked in years.
Yeah.
Literally doesn't matter. I don't know. Like I said, I just don't.
Let us know on our Facebook page.
Whatever.
Do you find this weird?
So then we go back to Sir. And Sheena is waitressing. I love her. There's this man like sitting alone at the table and she walks up and she's like, where'd your date go? And he goes, oh, she's in the restroom. And Sheena's like, oh, I didn't know if I'd have to fill in. Kidding.
He laughed.
It was cute. It was like a cute servery thing to do, you know?
Yeah.
It was, and it wasn't like flirty. I think it was just like, huh, jokes as I like poured water on your table.
I think it was like a little flirty, but not like, you know, like really coming on. It was just like the banter.
Like the next time his date was there, she could have been like, thought you ran out. Like this guy was so sad, you know, like just joking. Like I think it would have been like,
you know, if like a Stassi type was sitting in that, she would not, I'm not sure she would not appreciate that.
She no tip. No tip. Katie's also working. Okay, so I noticed this, and maybe it's because we're now living in the most germiest world I've ever heard it of, but Jax is like making drinks, and he's like, wait, hang on. And he grabs a bunch of fruit with his bare ass hands and throws it in the drink. And I'm gonna say, I hope to God he washed his hands. Kind of knowing Jax, I don't think he washed his hands. But also, fucking ew.
Yeah. I saw that, and I'm kind of weird about people touching things I'm going to eat. That weirded me out, not even thinking about the coronavirus. I was just like, because the way he did it, he just, like, manhandled them. It's not like he picked them up from the rind and, like, put it in there.
I thought they were strawberries, honestly. Like, I thought he just grabbed a bunch of strawberries.
Weren't they limes? Like, were they limes or strawberries? Maybe they were strawberries.
I'm like questioning myself, but I thought they were strawberries because I was like, that's even more gross.
It was a pink drink.
He just like, man, it's so gross. I'm thinking about like
bartenders putting limes. I hate it.
So I actually started thinking, I was like, do bartenders do this? And I was like, no. All the ones where I order something, I feel like they use tongs and they throw them in there.
Oh, that's true.
Right? I've never sat there and watched someone manhandle my fruit.
not literally grab a handful like that. At least they like plop it kind in. Of.
Yeah, a little like you can take it by the skin and like, yeah. Okay. But Jax gets off and he goes to Frank at the front bar and orders a strong O'Neill because he has no girlfriend or ex-girlfriend here. And he's off for the weekend. So he's thinking about going to San Diego.
So fun. I wonder how far San Diego – actually, I do know how far San Diego is from LA. Depending on the traffic. It's not a bad drive. Like, I would totally get out of town for the weekend, especially because, I mean, they've talked about in the previous episodes that they live together, they work together, they have the same friend group. I would want to separate myself from if I was going through this breakup.
Same. So Jax is, like, venting to Frank. He doesn't know what to do. This is, like, the first girl he's been in love with. He feels like him and Stassi are always, you know, together, and he like wants to have boys nights, but then she gets mad because she's not with him. And
yeah,
I get that, because if I lived with someone constantly and worked with them and was in the same friend group, I'd fucking need to separate too. But I think the point of Stassi is have guys night at like one of the bros' houses, or like go see a movie. Mm-hmm. Don't do guys night at a club drunk at, how old is he, like 33?
Yeah.
Right? Like, come
32.
On.
He's 32.
32. Yeah. So I see it. Oh, and Stassi wants to take the dog, but it's Jax's family dog.
Which is crazy. But, I didn't know that. Like, that is kind of weird, but I guess they've lived together for 2 years. And so once Jax brings it into their apartment, it's now their dog.
Yeah.
But don't worry, Stassi agreed to that he could have visitation.
What a gem. What a nice girl. So Jax wants to take the couch in the microwave because, like, that's all a bro needs. But if Jax moved in with Stassi after their, like, third date or whatever, wouldn't the couch probably be Stassi's?
Yeah, but in theory, like, what if they bought a new couch over
the
2 years?
That's true. I don't know. Don't move in with a man unless you're going to separate your assets, because if this happens...
Yep, and Jax vows to never live with a girl until he's married.
Yep. And Frank encourages Jax to go to San Diego. Get out of here, town. Man. Get out of here.
You need your alone time. You'll enjoy it.
So then we head to the courtyard at Sir. It's Tom, Peter, and Jax, and I'm assuming they're all cut off work because they're getting a few drinks. This is boys' night. This is a boys' night. He can boys' night at Sir when Stassi's working. That's what you want.
You could boys' night for a happy hour until like 9 p.m., 10 p.m., and then it's like gets weird.
That's, yeah. So Sandoval tells us that Jax is super codependent on all the girls that he dates, which I 100% can tell. So they're just like trying to help Jax out with this. But then Kristen approaches
in her girl on a uniform. Mission.
Oh, on a mission to kill, right? Mm-hmm. So Pete, I just look at Peter's face.
He's so uncomfortable.
So annoyed. He's like, the fuck, I was having bros night. So Kristen tells the whole story of what's happening. And Tom Sandoval is just like, I know where this is going and I fucking hate it.
Oh, yeah. Well, he tries to like interject and be like, that was a long time ago. Like, you need to calm down. And Kristen's like, shut up. Let me tell the story. Let me talk.
I love when she's like, so I have to know if you've slept with her. And he's like, why do you have to know if I slept with her? Like, what the fuck? And he's so mad because then she says that Stassi yelled across the room, like, hey, Cassie, it was you or your sister that slept with Tom Sandoval. And he's like, oh, my God, dude, are you fucking kidding?
I would be embarrassed if I were him.
I'd be, yeah, that's so stupid.
Because it's basically, it's and his name like, that's being thrown around. Like, how embarrassing. People who don't know the situation, other models, people who work at, like, for the company they're modeling for, like, anybody there.
And he's
is not
also a model.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, photographers. He's also a model. His name's in this business. And then Chris, like, I think it might have been Peter, was like, it wasn't that a long time ago, though? Yeah. And Tom's like, yes, it was before I fucking met Kristen. Because this is like beyond blown out of proportion at this point.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't need to argue and get mad at Tom about this. Like,
no, it's not Tom's fault. It's not Tom's fault.
It's no one's fault. Like, it just happened. It's just awkward.
It's just an uncomfortable situation. It really, like, you're in this business. You can't really avoid something like this. That's just like saying, like, if you go to, like, when you're in college, like, I have a class with my, like, a guy hooked up with. It's like, well, you're literally going to the same school. Like, it's bound to happen.
Yeah. Don't stand in, like, up in the class and be like, I fucked this dude. Like, just shut the fuck up. It's not a big deal. But then Tom's pissed because he knows that this is Stassi's insecurities speaking.
It's he knows. Spreading it like a plague.
So Christian's just so mad. She like gets up and storms off. And Tom shouts after, he's like, I'm sorry, baby. I'm really sorry.
I know. Peter he's just, so sweet.
Peter dies laughing over it. Thank God he's single, right? Oh, so then Lisa sees Kristen, and Kristen's like beyond, she's not hysterical,
she's
but she's
distraught,
like,
though.
Freaking out.
Yeah.
And she's like, because Tom and I got in a fight.
Well, the best, Lisa is like, did something happen with a customer? Are you okay? Because I would think something like a customer yelled at her or something, and Lisa's, and Kristen, nope, it's just about Tom.
And Lisa's like, right there, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, if you can't work together, you're out. Goodbye.
Yeah. And, like, and she's like, I'm more than happy to assist you if a customer, if you're having a work problem, but this sounds personal, so let's not.
And then in her interview, she's like, there's one thing to know about Kristen. She's going to blow everything out of proportion, and if it's not about her, she's going to put herself in the fucking middle of it.
She also states that the reason Kristen is still there is because she's a good waitress, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, she's... I don't think Lisa likes Kristen. Like, watching this, I'm like, this bitch is hated.
I don't think personally she likes her, but I think she knows it's not a bad business decision to have her there. But if she can get rid of her, if something happens, she won't be hurt if she leaves.
No love lost.
Yeah.
So then we go to Dry Bar Hair Salon. Cheers to getting prettier, I think is the tagline.
Just Kristen and Stassi hanging out, but not just hanging out. They're obviously talking about Jax and Stassi's breakup.
So this is, I tried to get it verbatim. I think
good,
Okay,
but what they said was kind of confusing.
Yeah, okay. So Jax texted Katie that Stassi fucked Frank, and Kristen was like, what? And Katie was like, huh? And Kristen was like, no. And then Kristen keeps rambling, and she's like, if you were sleeping with Frank, like, I would totally know because I'm your best friend, and, like, you would tell me that thing. Like, blah, blah, blah. And Sassy's just sitting there like, I like hanging out with Frank.
Like, we haven't slept together, but we're friends. We've been hanging out.
Mm-hmm. She's super happy. There's no drama. It's all fun. And
which I think is good. Either way, yeah. I truly believe you kind of need a rebound to get over your person that you just ended things with. So whether it's just like a simple little rebound, just some flirting and hanging out and like nothing ever happens, that's okay. It kind of just distracts you. I feel like you need something fun to get your mind over whoever you're just broke up with.
C'est la vie, Stassi. Do your thing.
Yeah.
She feels really torn though, because she doesn't want to hurt Jax because she loves him, but she really likes Frank and she likes like the easiness it brings.
It's weird how considerate Stassi is of Jax's feelings when he's been such a dick.
Yeah. I think that still she's like unsure about her decision. Like it's almost like she knows this is right, but she's thinking in the long run and she's like, I like having him as my boyfriend and like blah, blah, blah. Kristen though, super fucking rude. She's like, I think Frank's a joke. And I was like,
isn't that horrible whenever you're like, friends are so rude about a guy you like say you like?
Yeah,
that's happened to me where I'm like, oh my god, okay, I didn't even ask your opinion.
Yeah, I have really different tastes than my friends, so I'll always be like, you're not gonna find this dude great, but like I do, so shut up. But Stassi's annoyed. I think she like really just needs her friends to be like, whatever makes you happy. And they, like, fucking refuse.
I feel like they don't – they aren't, like – I don't even know how to explain it. All they care is that the group stays the same.
Yeah.
Not that Stassi needs something fun and, like, she needs to smile a little bit. Or they, like, they aren't seeing how upset and how much Jax is affecting her life.
Yeah. They just, I think it's very, like, selfish to be like, well, our boyfriends are friends with him, and so, like, we're friends with Jax, and, like, we need this group to happen, and you're the one that ruined it because you broke up with him.
They're looking at this big picture of their friendship group rather than, like, Stassi and her feelings and emotions during this thing.
So then we go back to Sir, and we have one of the managers going over the menus with the servers. Sheena's really trying to impress Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Which, my poor little Sheena barely got any airtime.
I know. She's talking about how she wants to make sure she is as good at Sir as she was at Villa Blanca, because they clearly pulled her over. Yeah. And it's a different vibe. I feel like you're getting probably a younger, like, upbeat crowd versus Villa Blanca. So I think it's something, and it's a whole new menu for her to learn, a whole new seating arrangement. Like, it's kind of a learning curve.
Yeah, 100%. But let's talk about this Lisa approaching Tom situation at the bar.
I love this.
And she asks if he's in trouble with Kristen. Dun, dun, dun!
I love that Lisa gets involved in these relationships because they bring it to the restaurant. So then she basically has to get involved. But Lisa tells Tom that Kristen was in a tizzy just because he was winding her up.
Was in a tizzy.
I love that word. A tizzy. Yeah,
a tizzy.
But I don't think Tom was winding her up. He was barely saying anything.
Yeah, and I almost think he just wants to end it because he like knows it's not work appropriate.
Yeah.
And he's like, my boss shouldn't have to deal with this. Not only his boss, but like the owner of the business.
Oh, yeah, and Tom says, Lisa always seems to hear everything without even being there 12 hours a day.
Yeah, amazing.
Which gossip totally spreads in that place like a freaking wildfire.
I mean, like, Lisa even was like, hey, do you want me to help you out with a customer, Kristen? Are you okay? And Kristen just, like, belts her face off. It's like, oh, my God. Well, should we go to the bar? I didn't get the name of this bar, but.
I didn't either. Let's go out. This was weird, in my opinion, that Jax is out with Katie and Kristen. I felt like this totally crossed a line with this, like, friendship for the girls.
So Jax shares that he goes home every night and he cries because Stassi broke up with him.
Which is weird because are they living in the same apartment still? Like, is he crying on the couch and she's just laying in bed?
He's in his car. He just like goes home, parks in his car, and just cries in the car. But he's like so upset, and he can't like keep doing this with Stassi, and it's just woe is Jack.
Yeah, it's like he can't go be the guy who hurts her, who goes out and just like hooks up with a bunch of girls. He doesn't want to be that person.
And Katie's like, then don't be. Like, so I don't approve of Katie being here, but that one little sentence made it seem like she has Stassi's back. So then he had no idea that Frank was trying to get with Stassi, because Jack's like vented to Frank, and he basically gave him the recipe on how to get Stassi.
Which is crazy, because it's true. It's basically true, because they give us all the flashbacks of Jack's complaining about like what's going on, his relationship. Jack's giving him advice to leave town.
Yeah, Frank's like, get out, go somewhere. But to make things worse, Stassi and Frank are going to supper club tonight.
Not supper club. Ugh, I can't believe it.
And none of the girls are going, but Jax is going to stop by.
Yeah, he has to see her. He has to talk to her. It's fine. And it's annoying, because Jax said that Frank didn't even ask for permission. So like he just needs to go.
If Frank did ask for permission, Jax would have said no.
I know. I don't think Frank should have been talking to Jax about Stassi, but I don't think he needs permission. Maybe just a knowledge drop afterwards, like, hey, I took Stassi out, like, we were just hanging out, like, nothing happened, you know, just like a man-to-man type of thing once it happened, but no.
I don't know if Frank was like prying though, because Jax was the one that sat at the bar and he's like, no girlfriend or ex-girlfriend. Oh, did you know Stassi wants to take my dog? And Frank was like, but Frank did say, why don't you get out of town?
Yes, that's where he shouldn't. That was shady. That was shady, because this is the week. I think this is the weekend. So he would have been out of town.
I think they'd all be working if it was like a Friday or Saturday night.
No, but Jack said he was off the whole weekend. Some of them are going to be off. And even if it's like a Thursday night, he probably was off like Thursday night, Friday.
Oh, that's true. That's probably their weekend. Huh. I don't know. Well, you know who's doesn't have the time off is Sheena and Tom Sandoval, because they're at
They are at Sir. Tom asked how Shay is, which is so cute.
Oh my god, he's so nice. Sheena's like, hey Tom, is that my drink? And he's like, yeah, how's Shay doing? And Sheena's like, good, he really likes his new job. They're really like nice. Like, I think this is how coworkers should act.
Exactly. Like, you don't even have to truly listen to the answer whenever sometimes you ask questions to your coworkers, is what I've learned. Yeah. It's just the thought of asking and like pretending you kind of care.
Yeah. And Sheena's like, hey, Tom, if you know anyone who, like, is dropping shifts, can you let him know that I'll pick him up? And Tom's like, yeah, you put your number on the schedule because people might not have it.
Yeah, and here's, he's like, your drink. I'll tell Kristen. She'll spread the word around, too. Like, we'll spread the word.
Oh,
so
nice.
This is so crazy that Sheena says that they need – I mean, that's not that crazy, I guess, but 5 shifts a week to pay the bills, any less, and she can't cut it. Mm-hmm. And think that's on top of probably, like – anything else she's doing.
Yeah, I think I would assume that Sir has like dinner and lunch shifts.
Yeah,
I would assume it. I don't know what time Sir opens, but let's say they open for lunch at like 11. There'd be like an 11 to like 6, and then a 6 to like 2 a.m.
Yeah,
so but that's still a lot. You're gonna assume,
and you're fighting with 70 people to get shifts. I think that's why she's like, I'll pick some up.
Yeah, good for Sheena, hustler.
Yeah, you gotta make that money to pay your rent.
So, shall we go to supper club?
Oh, heck yeah. I love the name of this place. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's great.
Also, clubs stress me out.
I hate this. Oh my gosh.
I enjoy talking to people, and I hate when people have to scream at each other, and that's all they do the whole
time. That's all they're doing. I said I wasn't going to do shots. I was like, what? If there has to be captions underneath, it's not the place for me.
I'm out. Yeah.
This is like when I go, whenever I would go to clubs, no joke, people would try to talk to me. I would just like nod. I'd be like, yeah.
You're like, mm-hmm.
But I like to talk to people too. So I'd be like, tell me about, you know, your biggest fear. And people would be like, what? As you're
screaming it right into their ear.
What's your biggest fear?
Yeah. You get like really close to their face.
Yeah. Oh, it's so weird. So, Stassi is out with Frank and Jen, the waitress.
Her new crew.
Yeah, new crew. Jen, the waitress, is third wheeling hard. I feel so poor Jen, the waitress.
I agree. But there were clearly other people at the table. Like they had pole bottle service table.
Where though?
They just didn't, like, there had to be other people. You don't get bottle service for three people. No, I think it was just them. No way.
Just them. Frank's a big baller. There was literally no one else there.
Bottle service is so expensive.
Frank's a bartender.
They're not popular yet. They don't get free bottle service yet.
I don't know. Maybe they know the bartender's there.
Yeah. But Stassi said that she's attracted to Frank. And he knows, but she's still just trying to figure it out with him, which I think this is kind of moving like slow. They go on the dance floor. They kind of make out a little bit. Nothing too intense, but it seems like she's having a good time.
Shots and dancing and kissing. Oh my God, Frank was
shaking those shots. He was making those shots at the table.
They go on the dance floor. Frank's like, Stassi, everyone knows you here. And Jen's like, that's what happens when you hang out with pretty girls, Frank.
I love Jen. It roasted him because it's like you clearly don't know what it's like to be pretty girls.
Everyone knows us.
That's gonna be my tagline. You know how I was like hot girl summer last year?
Yeah.
Anytime somebody says something, I'm gonna be like, that's what it's like whenever you hang out with pretty girls.
Pretty girls. So then they go back, they're like, we're going back to the table, and they do more shots, which is fine. But what I noticed was that Jen slowly, like, was sipping her shot, which would also be fine if it was, like, a lemon drop or something. But it looked, like, clear because Stassi and Frank threw that back. And Jen was like,
I don't know what psychopaths can sip on a shot, but that's
Jen,
not
what
me.
What are you doing? So then Frank starts talking about how he stayed out of all the Jax drama and how –
this was so weird.
He knew. This is like too Stassi. He's like, I knew we would get together eventually.
Why are you talking about the guy she just broke up with to her face? If he was talking to Jen, that's fine.
That's different. And then he goes, I should send a thank you note to Jax.
So
dumb. And Stassi's like, what the fuck? And then Frank has to go to the bathroom. So he's gone. He leaves. And Stassi turns to Jen and he's like, she goes, Frank's being a drunk asshole. If I wanted to date an overgrown frat boy, I would have stayed with Jax.
Oh, hell yeah, because I feel like Jax can hold his liquor a little better.
Well, her prayers have been answered because right outside, Jax comes in.
Here we go. I love the timing of this.
Oh, my God. So, right, Frank's in the bathroom. So, Jax comes over and he's like, hey, how's it going? And Stassi's like, the fuck are you doing? What? No, I'm here with Frank. Are you kidding? And he's like, I just want to have a reasonable talk. And I'm like, in fucking supper club? This is
I rare. Thought this was hilarious. Because then he was like, I know you're like having fun and you're drinking. So if you don't want to do this, we can do this another time. And he like was trying to be in theory, like considerate. Like, I just really want to talk. Like, I haven't been drinking.
Yeah. And she's like, we just discussed how a club is not a place to have any kind of talk, let alone a reasonable one. Two, your ex-boyfriend shows up and is like,
after you just made out with another guy on the dance
floor. Yeah, right. And it's like, hey, let's discuss this breakup. I love you. You're the girl I want to spend the rest of my life with. I really messed up. I'll spend the rest of my life making up to you. And so Stassi starts bawling because she's clearly drunk.
Well, yeah, and he's like, I'm going to change everything. And she's like, how should I believe you? You spent 2 years treating me like shit. And he was like, I've had the hardest time. He seems a little convincing, and she's the right amount of drunk, like you said.
Yeah.
Like, she's with it enough to focus on the conversation and be sentimental. Yeah. Like, you kind of get sad sometimes if, like, certain conversation. I personally do. Like, if I'm that drunk and somebody, like, wants to talk about
something. I've been here. I've totally been here. I've totally been in this. But then too, Stassi says those magic words And she's like, of course I love you. And Jax is like, ooh, I got her.
I got her. Yeah.
Like immediately he's like, really?
And then like, he's like, let's go home. He's like, let's leave.
It's fine. And
then he was like, I'll leave. Like, you don't have to come with me. Like, I'll leave. You can have fun with your night.
And she's like, I'm not having fun anymore.
Yeah. Like this, what? She was like, I love you. Like, I don't know what I want, but like, I love you. I can't just stay here.
Yeah. So they go back to the table where Jen and Frank are. Poor fucking Frank Jen. Is Jen is just,
she's so on a awkward roller coaster. Yeah.
So Frank then tries to make casual conversation with Jack. Hey man, how's it so going? Bad. Heard you were on the prowl tonight.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I love that. And Jax is like, you know, I'm trying to be the bigger man. I'm trying not to punch Frank in the face right now, but like I'm just trying to get her out of here.
And what do you say? Something like, oh, I don't remember. We'll get there. It doesn't fucking matter. You basically summed it up. I don't need exact quote. Everyone.
Oh, okay. Jack said, so they leave and Jack says, if I were Frank, I'd be pissed too.
Oh, yeah.
I just walked in there with ease, said a few words and she left with me.
Yeah.
Which is true. And he looks like such a dick for saying that though, but it's true.
Yeah. Yeah. But okay. So Sassy at one point is like yelling at Frank. She's like, you're drunk. And he's like, I am. Also, if you're going to the club though, everyone's going to get drunk. Okay. You can't mad that people are drunk.
She's mad at the way he acts when he's drunk. She's just saying drunk to be
so Jax and Sassy leave together and Frank's super pissed and he's like, hey Jen, you know almost as much as I do, but you don't know everything. And Jen's like, okay. Like, I don't even think she's like, oh, okay, whatever. And then Frank comes out. Did you know Jax got a girl fucking pregnant in Vegas 2 months ago? And I don't think Jen knew, but like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, then it went to commercial. I thought this was the end of the episode. I was like,
I did too.
Holy
I
was like, fuck.
Same. I paused it and I was like, wait, why do I have 13 minutes left?
I know. I was like, okay, they edited this wrong. Like, that was the perfect ending. But no.
I agree.
I'm kind of happy it's not the ending because we get more.
You know why season one's the best? Because they end when you have some sort of fucking clarity.
Yeah, it's not just a cliffhanger every time.
We talk about it, yeah. So the commercial comes back and we're at Stassi and Jax's apartment. Sassy's on the ground. Sobbing. Just sobbing. With Frank, Jeremy, and Jen at first. And then Katie and Kristen show up. For those of you who don't know, Jeremy and Jen are dating at this point in time. I just want to throw it out there because Alicia, I have watched the next episode, and I love watching Jeremy and Jen in the background. It's my new favorite couple.
You are spoiling things.
I'm not. They're dating. I'm not spoiling anything. We never get clarity if they're dating. I know this because I've creeped on social media for like 8 years now. They right. just are they're, dating.
The main storyline here is that Jen and Jeremy?
Jen and Jeremy are dating. We don't care about anything else.
But anyways, Katie and Kristen got texts and calls from Stassi. She was so upset. So when they walk in, they're really confused why all these new people are there. They thought she was alone, which I would agree. If somebody's sobbing, calling me, I would assume they're alone too. Like, don't you have people who are comforting you already?
Yeah, true. I mean, Jeremy didn't look like he gave a shit, and Frank's not exactly chilling. The most compassionate. Yeah,
like they were bumming on the couch, like they were like living there for the past week.
Jeremy got dragged out of bed by Jen this morning. Jen's what like time, on the ground.
What time do you think it is?
Like 10 a.m. Because these kids look a mess. Jen looks a mess. Frank looks a mess. Jeremy is probably working. Katie,
yeah, he looks fine. He just looks tired. Yeah.
So Frank explains that, okay, this is what pissed me off about Frank. They're like, what the fuck's going on? And Frank's like, Jax is a lying, cheating piece of shit. He fucking sucks. Blah, blah, blah. And Kristen's like, this gave me no context. What's happening? And Stassi clarifies that Jax got a girl pregnant 2 months ago in Vegas, which Stassi and Jax were dating 2 months ago. So
Yes. This was not while they were on this nice break.
And then Katie, oh, go.
This was like great because I love that Frank just says some random ass shit, but he's the one with the knowledge. And Stassi tells them, and they are just like, there's no really reaction. It's just like, is that
Frank
it?
Frank told you this?
Yeah.
Frank, you got this information from Frank? Which, okay, I think Frank is a total newbie. I have no idea who Frank is. Like, he came out of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, he came out of left field for sure.
I think Jen, and I'm not spoiling anything, I promise, but from the research I've done, Jen and Stassi were friends, but Jen isn't really friends with, like, Katie or Kristen. So it's, like, I think that's, like, a weird addition of, like, you know how you have that friend that's just your friend?
Yeah.
And she's not really friends with your other friends?
Like, she that's could hang Jen out with your other friends, but...
Yeah, but she's, like, not in the group.
The one who would bring her, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what Jen is. So I kind of can see why Jen's there. But also, if I'm Stassi, leave your fucking boyfriend at home. What the fuck is he doing here? Nothing. Yeah.
I think Stassi knows that Katie and Kristen aren't on her side, so she needs people who are on her side there.
Yeah.
Because you can literally tell, like, Katie and Kristen are so skeptical. Stassi then gets pissed because she's not really being believed.
Yeah.
And they're just confused at, like, this rumor in their mind.
Yeah. Well, I kind of get, okay, because Frank clarifies that the girl called Jax while Frank was in the car. And sounded like she was getting an abortion,
mm-hmm.
or she's taking care of it, I think was the exact, but Jax is not a father at this point, so we're just going to assume. So Kristen then brings up the point that I thought, which is, if you knew for 2 months, why didn't you say anything, and how come no one else knows?
I kind of agree. A, how does nobody else know? I get kind of the timing thing. It's only been 2 months in my mind that you would think he would say something or it would somehow come out. Like, you're not the one who's going to have to be the one to say anything. But I get, like, I think 2 months time is kind of enough time for it to come out, not be weird.
Yeah, 100%. So Frank's explanation was it wasn't his place. He was giving Jax a chance to, like, come clean, which, again, I don't think Frank was friends with these people, so I like don't see why he would tell them, but now we kind of have has a reason to, and Jax is fucking up his game with Stassi, so he's gotta do something.
I think it's like twofold. It really wasn't his place. He didn't have any like skin in the game. He didn't really care if it did or didn't come out, but now that he's kind of into Stassi, there is a reason to drop it. Plus, Jax is acting all high and mighty. I think if it seemed like Stassi and Jax were going to go their separate ways, I don't think Frank would have really dropped this.
But yeah.
The way he came in last night, acting like he owned the place and acting like he's all high and mighty and I'm going to change, is why Frank was like, F you. Like, you're even worse than she thinks you are.
Mm-hmm. So Kristen continues to be like super skeptical about this, and Stassi starts to lose it. She's like, why the fuck would anyone make it up? I know in my heart this is true. Yeah. I believe it. I'm your friend. That means,
isn't that enough?
Yeah, that should mean something to you. And there's no way around the fact that Jax is a piece of shit.
Absolutely.
That's basically it. And Stassi and Kristen and Katie are still like, well, I don't know. And Stassi's like, why the fuck is it okay for Kristen to freak out about meeting a girl that Tom slept with months or years before?
Before, yeah.
He knew her, but like, I can't freak out that my potential boyfriend got a girl pregnant while we were dating. Or my actual boyfriend potentially got a girl pregnant. That's what I meant to say.
No, 100%. I think that is a complete double standard.
Yeah.
I feel like Stassi is the one who gets blamed for having all these emotions and this and that, being so insecure, but she actually has things that do happen to her.
Yeah.
And everybody else gets to have all these bullshit freak out moments, which are valid too, but when Stassi has hers, I feel like people downplay it a lot more than theirs.
Yeah. So I have a question for you. In this situation, Stassi is like so gung-ho that Jax did this. Do you think that, and like, she just knows, like, I think if I was dating a dude and I lived with him and like whatever, I would be able to pick up that something wasn't right, and if someone told me this, I'd be like, yes, I can tell you exactly when he went to Vegas, I can tell you that there was something weird.
Well, like,
do you think that's possible in intuition?
Yes, because I think A, obviously there had to be a trip to Vegas that they're able to pinpoint, and Stassi can be like, oh yeah, I know exactly what trip you're talking about. There's no way Frank could just pull this out of thin air. So there clearly was a trip to Vegas at minimum. And I'm sure Stassi like felt weirdness when he came back from it and has just always like pinpointed that in her mind.
Yeah.
And he was probably sketchy a few days afterward, like when he found out she was pregnant. Mm-hmm. So that was probably maybe a month ago or a few weeks ago that he found out she was pregnant.
And Frank says he had to cover Jax's shift. So Jax went back somewhere to Vegas, like probably supposedly to money. Vegas. But yeah, because but like
Venmo wasn't a thing. It's not like he's going to send her a check.
Jax doesn't own checks. But like Stassi would know then Jax left again, you know, like. There's a Vegas trip. He probably
made something up.
It probably wasn't back at Vegas, but she's like, I can see he went on this other trip.
Mm-hmm.
It was to give money to this girl. Like, I think she knows. And the fact that Kristen and Katie are like, no, maybe not. She's like, shut the fuck up. I'm telling you that there was something happening.
Well, and I think because she's been cheated on multiple times, she probably has a bigger awareness of when.
Mm-hmm.
And the sign. She can have awareness for things that aren't happening too, but... She just probably is, I'm trying to think of words. I hate when this happens. She's reading into things a lot more. Like she's like picking things up and like looking at all these little cues that she's probably been holding on to for months and has built up to the actual breakup. But it's some of it probably stemmed from this.
Mm-hmm. So then Kristen mentions that Jax like should come and like talk about it with Stassi and Frank like
the door's Frank open from when the girls came in
and
they never like, shut the door.
Frank is like, I swear to God, if Jax shows up here, I'm gonna put him in the hospital. Is that why this door's open? Because Jax is coming. He like gets up and he's like, and I'm with Kristen. She's like, so Frank becomes an ape.
Yeah, and this was so dumb. I think this was for the cameras. You can kind of tell when newbies are like trying to get some screen time. That
again, Jeremy does nothing. He barely breathes at this point.
He doesn't want to be there.
He will not defend Frank or help Jax. He will just watch.
Which Frank wants Stassi. That's half the reason he did this. So he's like trying to prove
he's a better guy.
The good guy. Yeah.
So Kristen and Frank start arguing, which I thought was the funniest thing. And then Kristen in her interview says she thinks Stassi wants to believe the rumor. So she can end the relationship and it can be Jax's fault and not hers, which I think no matter what, it was kind of Jax's fault. So
yes. Oh, 100%. Which this shows you how much the girls are on Jax's side.
Yeah.
100%. Before this rumor came up, they were on his side and they thought this breakup was dumb and Stassi needed to get over it. Because did you say earlier that Katie said things will happen if they're supposed to happen, but you got to put
effort. Proactive. Yeah.
They want Stassi to make it better when it's in theory, Jack's not growing up is the problem.
Yeah.
But they look at it as it's Stassi's fault.
So then Stassi texts Jax and is like, you can come get all your shit. It's on the ground. And it is. I love seeing all his shit on the ground. It's amazing.
See, I thought she was going to throw it outside.
I wish I had the balls to do this, but like I've never lived with a guy, so I've never gotten the chance to destroy his stuff if we broke up. But like I wouldn't even have the balls to do that because I'd be scared they would like sue me or something.
When I was younger,
what'd you do?
My family we're just a yelling type family. We just need to let it out. Mm-hmm. I got into a fight with my brother once and he collected glass bottles and they all were on like thin shelves against his wall, but the wall that goes like to the outs or to the rest of like our living area, so like I had access to that wall, and I just started banging on the wall and they all started crashing
Meredith
down.
Did you get in trouble?
Not a lot came down, but yeah, a few broke, but no, I did not.
Oh my God.
Afterwards, it's one of those moments where I was like, fuck, I was such a dick. Like,
yeah.
I don't know which one's broke, but like that sucks if it's like a cool one that you can't get anymore.
A moment of passion.
I was pissed. I literally, it's like a full wall. I was just so pissed.
That's awesome. So we end this with this little part before we leave for a little bit. Kristen reminds Stassi not to miss her shift. But Stassi, like, can't serve crispy chickens knowing this information.
I love that. Love that. I cannot serve crispy chicken knowing this. Which I agree. I kind of agree. She would be the worst employee.
Same. Oh, yeah. She'd be awful.
She'd be like, I also, oh, are you having a great date? Would you like some crispy chicken? Is that what you'd like? Make sure
he's just
going to
fucking cheat on you. You know
she's
that, right?
She's
going to
get a
girl
pregnant in Vegas in 2 months.
Stuff this crispy chicken up his face. Fuck you. And, like, just walk away.
Throw up a drink at him.
Sassy's already an awful employee. Because then we go to Sir. And Nathalie is, again, fucking pissed because Sassy said she's not coming in for her shift. And Nathalie's like, the fuck? I can't win with
this. She says,
bitch.
Like, she's not coming in again, which means this has happened recently.
Stassi's like, but here's the thing. Like, I would never not go to work if I, like, knew I had a shift. Even if I was, like, really sad, I'd probably still go and, like, just ask to be cut first or something. But Stassi's like, hey, I know my shift is in, like, 3 hours, but I'm totally not coming. And it's like,
oh, yeah.
Fuck. And Lisa has a solution. We're going to take Stassi off the schedule for a week and put Sheena on.
Which is interesting because Sheena said she needs 5 shifts to make rent. So, like, what's Stassi's living situation here?
Yeah, we know her parents cut her off and she's, like, negative $8 in her bank account.
So this is going to get interesting.
So then we go back to Stassi's apartment. And this is my favorite part. We are drinking Cristal. It's Jack's Cristal. And you know what? Fuck him. We're making a statement.
Hell yeah. And there are multiple bottles.
Oh, yeah. And I guess it's like $600 worth of Cristal.
It's insane.
Well, Jeremy and Frank both have their bottles.
Yes. Stassi's like, there's some other liquor in the like freezer. And she's like, let's drink that next. Like, let's just do it all.
Yeah. And like, I love Katie where she's like, yeah, I mean, like, I don't know if I believe this, but I'll totally take some Cristal.
Listen, I would totally drink it.
Same. Oh my God. This is like the world's nicest champagne.
Because I wouldn't ever recommend opening the bottle, but if you're going to open it, it's going to be gone anyways. I might as well get some.
You might as well be part of it. Oh, yeah. So then Jax comes back. The party has left.
The crew is gone. They're gone. Cigarette butts in the Cristal bottles.
Yeah,
the remnants are around.
And he's like, they drank my Cristal? Oh my God, that's so much Cristal.
$600 worth, and there are cigarette butts in it. This is disgusting.
God.
I was at a model shoot, and Stassi was just texting me up a storm, but it's not like I could leave.
It's working. Okay, was his
photo shoot Malibu.
Did you think his sweater was inside out?
It is.
Yeah, because the little tags.
The like strings. So, yep. But did you also see that the entire sleeve was cut open?
Oh, really? No, I kept staring at the hanging string.
Yeah, he was wearing that sweater, I think last episode, and I noticed it. But he definitely like grew up in the 80s basically, but wearing your sweatshirts and sweaters inside out was a big thing. So I think that's his weird thing that he loves to do.
Jax is old, so he was totally alive then. Probably his decade.
Yeah. My dad literally has a sweatshirt that's inside out purposely and has like the logo on the fuzzy side of a sweatshirt.
Oh, what a time to be alive.
Literally fashion statements.
So the last time Jax talked to Stassi, everything was fine. Last night they were kissing, making out.
He slept there. Yeah, they slept in bed together.
Oh my God. And now Stassi's accusing him of cheating? He didn't cheat.
And Tom is like, I don't understand this. Like, how can you even trust Frank? And he asks him, and Jax says, no, it didn't happen. And Tom has known Jax for years and knows when he's lying. So like this is false. So the guys don't believe it. Katie and Kristen don't believe it. Stassi believes it, and the new people believe it. So,
I mean, it must be true because Stassi wrote Jax a check with the reason cheating on it.
Love that.
Jax is getting back at her. He's taking the dog to Sandoval's.
Oh yeah, he's packing his shit up in the trash bags. Yeah, headed to town with the dog.
He's going to sleep on the couch. Ugh, and that's how the episode ends.
Wow.
But we have a great next time because next time might be one of my favorite episodes.
Oh, I'm pumped.
So next time on Vanderpump Rules, Kristen isn't going to tell Stassi who she can and can't date. Duh. Frank wants to get in Stassi's pants, but that's fine because a lot of people do. It's Stassi's birthday and we're going to Vegas and we got to find out if Jack's got a girl pregnant in Vegas. We see a full-on fight and Jack's ripping off a chunky sweater.
What
is happening? Oh, yeah. So, should we do accepted and blocked?
Yeah, this one was, there was a lot of players in this episode. What?
Oh my gosh. You know what I just thought of? There might be a ton of new people because they didn't want to spoil it for season 8. So they're watching season 1 with us and they don't know what accepted and blocked is.
Oh, good point. Wow. We are really lagging behind on the new people scale. For background, Alicia and I love to pretend these people are our friends, and who would we accept from the group and who would we block from the group this week? So,
yeah, and it's different every week, or we try to make it different every week. And it's basically like, would we want them to see our Instagrams or would we want them out of our lives for the next week? Yeah,
are we fighting this week or are we BFFs?
Let us know. So, okay, which one do you want to do first? And do you want to go first or not?
I don't want to go first because I...
Okay, I'll go first.
I love, like, tentatively thinking about it and then, like, actually deciding after we discuss. But I just, like, I feel like I hate everybody.
I'm going to accept first.
Okay.
And I'm going to accept Stassi. And you might be saying, why? It's not like she did anything good. Which... Agreed, but do I want Stassi to be my friend this week? Yes, because I feel incredibly bad for her that she has no friend besides Jen and Jeremy.
You want
maybe.
To be her friend. You don't want her to be your friend.
I want to support her in this endeavor because I'm a big believer that if you think your boyfriend cheated on you, he might have. So we're going to fucking find out.
Yeah.
I agree. Stassi, this is the time. Don't get me wrong, Stassi's been nothing but trash, but
she doesn't deserve this level of trash.
Yes, 100%.
I am going to accept the first half of the episode for this person because I don't like their last appearance, but Tom Sandoval.
That's a good one.
I love his model actor, his little Mactor vibe going on. Him cutting that paper, he was hard at work doing the nitty gritty details to get that job.
Yeah.
And then asking about how Shay is with Sheena, I just feel like he's a great friend.
He's so nice.
He does have his best guy friend's back. You know, he's trying to have his back even without knowing all the details, but who knows what happens. So I'm not really sure if I like Tom for sticking with Jax yet. We're still trying to figure out if this
But Jax is his friend. So as Katie and Kristen should be sticking with Stassi.
That's true.
Sandoval should be sticking with Jax.
Yeah, he helps him pack up all the shit and they drive off into the sunset together.
I agree. Yeah. That's a good pick.
Tom always lets him spend the night, it seems like.
Yeah. Yeah, this is not. Yeah, this is not the first time.
Great friend.
So who do I want to block? I feel like there were a lot of shitty people. And I know I've already blocked Jax once. It just seems like the obvious choice. But because I accepted Stassi, I think it's only acceptable that I block Kristen for being kind of... I think she was worse than Katie.
Yeah.
Don't
she had a lot. Kristen
kind of
had a
friend.
Lot going on.
I think Kristen is skeptical, which is fine, but she does not have Stassi's friend. And she's the one that said that she pictures Stassi getting married to Jax, and she's the one that told Stassi that Frank's a joke, and she's the one that like yelled at Frank, and like I just think Kristen, get your head out of your ass.
Here's the thing, you can be honest with your friends without throwing what you want in their face.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she all she has to do is be like, Stassi, let's think about this logically. Like why are you so gung-ho about this? Like tell me. Because I'm a little more unsure because I'm your friend.
Let's talk it out. Like, I don't know all the details. Like, maybe we should sit down and have a talk about this. Like, I support you. And either way, like, this isn't cool. And I don't think he's treated you right. Yeah. But I think we should, like, try and see. I want to see if this rumor is true. Like, I would love to talk to him. And, like,
Exactly.
Try and settle this. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Kristen sucks. And she had that huge blow up at the photo shoot. Like, good God.
Oh my God, I like forgot about that. And then she yelled at Tom for no reason. And she ruined boys' night and then told Lisa about it. This girl is just out of control in this episode.
Yeah. I'm going to block Frank.
Ooh, good one.
You know, I don't fault him for trying to go after a hot girl he works with. But I think getting shit-faced and talking about her ex while you're macking on her is a little weird. And then he really didn't put up a fight whenever Jax came. Like, come on, if you really want this girl, why are you letting her leave with him that night? Like, he should have really confronted him about the pregnancy that night. Like, save all this heartbreak. Like, ask him face-to-face. What the hell was going on with that? And
ooh, I would have loved to see, like, the face of Jax if Frank was like, dude, what about you fucking that girl in Vegas and getting her pregnant? Because then I think Jax wouldn't have been able to, you know, play it off like he didn't if he did do it. You know what I mean? Like, it's harder to lie on the spot.
I agree. And which I think
we would have known for sure.
True. I also think Frank really wants some airtime and was bummed he wasn't on the OG cast of Vanderpump Rules, because the way he acted that next morning was like, point the camera at me. Like, I want it all.
Yeah, that's a good one, though. I like that.
Thanks.
Well, this concludes our episode. I'm so excited for next week.
Ooh,
literally, I love Vegas. But be sure to join our Facebook group. And if you want this episode, or the next episode, I guess, because by the time you're listening to this, it would be time. But if you want to hear the Vegas episode right away, join our Patreon. Because
join our Patreon, get early episodes. Mm-hmm. Find out what life-shattering news Alicia told me before we started recording. And
I'm going to start having one weird news story, Vanderpump or not, in our pre-show.
Oh God.
Just so you can get ready. But yeah, patreon.com/Vanderpasta.
Mm-hmm. Join our Facebook
Jackie
group.
Again.
Yeah, Jackie, our superstar of the week.
What
join
up?
Our Facebook group and follow us on Instagram. This has been another fun one.
All right. Bye guys.
Bye.